Steve Fisk asked whether a transformation built from 3x3 Toeplitz miners always preserves real negative roots. This anonymous, unrefereed candidate proves a finite part of that problem. Start with at most 5 positive numbers and form a polynomial whose coefficients are rectangular Schur polynomials. The resulting polynomial has only simple negative roots. If any one input number is deleted, the smaller polynomial's roots sit strictly between those of the larger polynomial. The proof uses a Bayesian matrix, a classical device that turns interlacing into positivity of matrix minors. For 5 inputs, the 5 required minors expand into 61,192 exact positive terms. The public replay regenerates those terms, compares every deterministic certificate byte, checks the sign convention, and rejects both a negative mutation and a subtler, positive but incorrect mutation. This is a finite theorem candidate through 5 positive entries. It does not solve Fisk's all-degree conjecture, does not cover inputs on the zero boundary, and does not claim independent verification, external specialist review, peer review, novelty, or priority. The synthetic voice is a communication aid, not additional mathematical evidence.